Spring Test 4. Listen carefully to the instructions I'm going to give you. When I have finished reading them, your teacher will stop the recording and answer any questions. You will not be able to ask any questions once the test has begun. I am going to ask you 20 questions. On your sheet, there is an answer box for each question, where you should write the answer to the question and nothing else. You should work out the answer to each question in your head, but you may jot things down outside the answer box if this helps you. Do not try to write down your working, because this will waste time and you may miss the next question. For some of the questions, important information is already written down for you on the answer sheet. I will read each question twice. Listen carefully both times. You will then have time to work out your answer. If you cannot work out an answer, put a cross in the answer box. If you make a mistake, cross out the wrong answer and write the correct one next to it. There are some easy and some harder questions, so do not be put off if you cannot answer a question. Your teacher will now stop the recording and answer any questions. Now we are ready to start the test. For this group of questions, you will have 5 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 1. Write the number 5010 in digits. Write the number 5010 in digits. Question 2. What must be added to 29 to make 100? What must be added to 29 to make 100? Question 3. Calculate 1/7 of 14. Calculate 1/7 of 14. Question 4. What is 8 times 9? What is 8 times 9? Question 5. How many milliliters are there in 12 litres? How many milliliters are there in 12 litres? For this group of questions, you will have 10 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 6. Write 124 in Roman numerals. Write 124 in Roman numerals. Question 7. Write 47% as a decimal. Write 47% as a decimal. Question 8. A regular pentagon has a side length of 5 centimetres. What is its perimeter? A regular pentagon has a side length of 5 centimetres. What is its perimeter? Question 9. How many edges has a cylinder? How many edges has a cylinder? Question 10. What is 650 to the nearest 100? What is 650 to the nearest hundred? Question 11. Look at your answer sheet. Circle the smallest fraction. Look at your answer sheet. Circle the smallest fraction. Question 12. What is the difference between 7.5 and 3.6? What is the difference between 7.5 and 3.6? Question 13. Subtract 13 from 23 and divide the answer by 2. Subtract 13 from 23 and divide the answer by 2. Question 14. Look at your answer sheet. Circle the approximate mass of a banana. Look at your answer sheet. Circle the approximate mass of a banana. Question 15. What fraction of 1 meter is 80 centimeters? What fraction of 1 meter is 80 centimeters? For this group of questions, you will have 15 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 16. Add 2,998 to 3,003. Add 2,998 to 3,003. Question 17. Look at your answer sheet. Draw an arrow to show the distance of 600 meters on the line. Look at your answer sheet. Draw an arrow to show the distance of 600 meters on the line. Question 18. Tins are packed in boxes that hold 8 tins. How many boxes can you fill with 50 tins? Tins are packed in boxes that hold 8 tins. How many boxes can you fill with 50 tins? Question 19. Look at your answer sheet. It shows the price for adult and child tickets at a fair. How much would it cost for 2 adults and 1 child? Look at your answer sheet. It shows the price for adult and child tickets at a fair. How much would it cost for 2 adults and 1 child? Question 20. Look at your answer sheet. Tick all the regular polygons. Look at your answer sheet. Tick all the regular polygons. Now put down your pen or pencil. The test is finished.